Thank you for calling Colorado Fabrics, formerly Denver Fabrics. If you have questions regarding store merchandise, press 0. If you are calling for store hours, address, or directions to our store, please press 7. When we need to close due to inclement weather, etc., we'll have a posting on our website and Facebook. Our website is www.coloradofabrics.com. Colorado is spelled out and fabrics is plural. If you know the extension you want, please dial it now. If you would like information about machine repair or scissor sharpening, please press 23. For all other inquiries, please press 0. If you need to hear these options again, press star 4.
Your call is being transferred.
Your masterpiece.
Colorado Fabrics, how may I help you?
Hi, it's David available.
Just one moment.
Thank you.
Dave Watt.
Hi, Dave. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Pretty good. Is this still a good time for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So let's see here. Okay, so you were working with Joe and John, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like you were looking for ideally about $100,000.
Yes, $100 to $150,
okay.
But I'll take $100 if that's what I can get.
Okay, $100 to $150. And this is for the recent move.
Well,
that you just had, and
for an upcoming move.
Oh, okay, you haven't moved yet.
No.
Okay, when is that going to occur?
In December.
Okay, and you'll need those funds now.
Probably not until December.
You won't need the funds till December?
Correct. I can take them now and bank them, but I'm not really going to need to spend the money probably until December.
Okay, so you're just trying to get things set up for that time. Okay.
Yep.
So what we're thinking right now, and this is an unsecured loan, so we're not going to ask for any assets or collateral. You could use it for whatever you like. It's going to go on your business credit, so you'll get a tax write-off, which is great. But once we fund this loan, you start paying back on it. So we wouldn't want to fund it until you actually need the funds, you know, closer to December.
Okay.
Okay. I did want to go over some different scenarios with you and just see if these are going to fit. I think they had gone over a little bit how this program works. Is that correct?
Not really.
Okay.
So I would appreciate, I mean, what little they told me, I would appreciate hearing again.
Sure. So typically, we will approve about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business for the capital, in which you can decide how much you actually want to take. So you don't have to take the full amount.
Okay.
In addition, we'll approve you for the longest term, and then you can choose what term length you actually want. So I think for you, let's see here, the longest term would be about 18 months. We could do anything as short as 3 months. Now, keep in mind, typically, the longer the term, the more you pay back overall for the loans. So,
yeah, but also, the longer the term, the less I pay per month.
This is true, yes. Yes, absolutely.
And so one of our concerns is the cash flow issue.
Oh, okay. So you would rather have something that's a little bit lower and then have the option to pay it off early and get a discount?
Well, I mean, I would like the longest term possible.
Okay.
Such that, because we don't really, I mean, nobody knows how a move
is
going to affect cash flow. So
absolutely.
I mean, I would like the longest term possible.
Okay.
With the ability to prepay to pay it off sooner.
Okay, sure. So right now I know that we have an 18-month term approved for you, and that will go up to $175,000. You can take the amount you want, though.
Okay.
I also have another option. It's $150,000 over 12 months.
Okay.
The reason I like that program is it's a weekly payback. The other one would be a daily payback, Monday through Friday. This one's either daily or weekly, and you can pay the loan off at any time and get 25% off any remaining interest. And if you chose to renew the loan, say in 6 months, it's working out well, you're using the funds to buy inventory at a discount, they'll waive 100% of the interest on a renewal. So there's a lot of flexibility with that one.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's completely up to you.
If you chose the daily or the weekly payoff,
yeah.
And frankly, it had to be weekly because revenue is too choppy during the week. So,
okay, yeah.
Weekly would be better. And what would the payment be?
So the payment on $150 for the 12-month term would be $3,808, and that's if you went full term. So that's with no discounts.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What's the interest rate on that?
So none of the loans will have an APR, but because this one is over a one-year term, we can figure out what the rate factor would be in terms of a yearly APR. So on this particular loan, it's about 32%. Now, if we do a longer term, say 18 months, if we convert that into an APR, it'll be much lower because it's a longer term, but you probably would be paying a little bit more overall. Does that make sense?
Yep, but I would expect that longer term because I pay interest for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
What would the payment be for an 18-month on?
So on 150, we'd be at, let's see here. That would be, $541 a day.
What's that on a weekly basis?
That would be $2,708.
Okay, and what's the interest rate on that?
That has a rate factor of 1.43. But it's not it's not 43% though.
What is the APR on that come out to be?
See, you have to give me a moment here.
Yep.
Sorry, we usually don't convert it into APRs.
I know, unfortunately, that's the way my brain works.
Yeah, no, I get it. It would be coming to a 28% APR.
Okay.
And that can be paid off at any time. You would get 6% off any remaining principal and interest.
Okay.
Yeah, principal and interest on that one.
All right. Those are pretty hefty payments. That makes me a bit nervous. Now, if I go with the 18-month,
yeah,
is that more like a line of credit that I can use, or do I take the whole thing up front, or do I spend it as I need it? If I don't need all 150, I just spend 75 of it.
Yeah. So the way these loans work is you're obviously approved for that max amount.
Uh-huh.
And you can take whatever you need, but keep in mind that you wouldn't be eligible to pull from that approval again until halfway through your term.
Okay.
So
I get a one-time pull.
Yes, unless you structure it in a way that, say, you know that you only want $75,000 now, and in 3 months you want to take another $75,000, then for you, you would want to pick a 6-month term. You would get the money now, and then, you know, in 3 months you've structured it where we're going to call you, we're going to reapprove you for the full amount again, and then you're eligible to take what you want.
Yeah.
So people kind of have to really think their timeline, you know, how much they need and when they're going to need it.
Yeah, right.
But yes, you can always pull from it. Most of our clients will structure it every 3 months, every 6 months. They'll just renew again and get the funds. You'll always get a discount when you do a renewal. Sometimes we waive the interest. Sometimes it just goes down a lot less.
Yeah. Okay. When do I need to have a decision by?
So we will usually keep these approvals open for about 21 days or so. And it looks like this was approved about a week or so ago. So you probably have about 14 days maybe, right around there.
Okay.
Yeah. And then at that time, it would have to be reapproved again. And we don't know, you know, what could change during a I've seen people that, you know, their credit may have dropped or something pops up that wasn't there before or the loan amount goes down. So,
okay.
You know, just keep that in mind. But, yeah, you'll have a couple of weeks definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
Nicole, give me your phone number, please.
Sure. My direct number is 858-381-4423.
And would I deal directly with you?
You would, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me take this information try and figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah. And then keep in mind also that you can write off about, usually it's about 35% of the interest on the loan because it's a business loan.
Okay.
But you'll talk to your CPA about it.
Why wouldn't I be able to write off all of the interest?
Well, you can talk to your CPA about that.
Yeah, okay.
People do it differently. That's kind of the rule of thumb. You know, I'm not an accountant, but
that's
what we typically see out there, yeah.
All right, excellent. I appreciate very much the information.
And you have my phone number, my email, if you have any other questions. If not, I'll give you a call in a couple weeks.
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you so much.
Nicole. All right,
bye.